And when you make his soul an offering for sin, you shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on April 7, 2021, and is titled, God Made. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Acts, and let's join Steve in the message.
He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied by his knowledge. My righteous servant shall serve, shall justify many, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. That's Isaiah. That's what these people read all the time. And so Peter told him, y'all standing here choking on your own saliva because a guy got up. The reason he got up is because this guy got up. You know, the one, your guy, Isaiah, you know, the one you kept calling the man of God, the one who's walking around in the Holy Spirit, writing all this stuff down and all these prophecies and all this stuff. He wrote this all down and it played out right under your nose, and this guy got up and you don't believe it. Come on, we're having a good kitchen table discussion right here. I'm just asking you today, what do you believe? Do you believe the man made? A man-made virus came to our country and they took fear and put it in a fire hose and shot it up in the air, and church people opened up their mouth and got them a big gulp. We wouldn't stand up and wave our stick. Stand up and fight in the spirit. Stand up and holler and scream and pray. How many of y'all holler and scream and pray? You should try it. It feels good. Them guys have been driving fast down my road. I hollered and screamed and prayed this morning. Well, we had a man-made solution. You could just dig a ditch across the road. So what do you think would be better? About 12 of them big Gabriel-type angels? Or do you even believe that? See, I asked myself this morning, I should go out there and dig a ditch. That'll slow them down. Flip them over and get me in jail. Or you know what? God, I own this place. And they're law breaking and they're a distraction. They're a disruption. You bring them to repentance, God. Yeah, give me one of them like Balaam's donkey ran into that day. Send that guy. I got some donkeys coming down my road. Send that one over here to stop all the donkeys coming down my road. To catch myself here. Do you believe this stuff or not? Is there a real power of God, really? Does he heal? Does he drive out demons? For real? By faith, does this stuff really happen? Will somebody actually get up? See, I've seen it. But it ain't happening now. Why not? Atmosphere not right? You can't have miracles around here. We ain't got a guitar picker. Can't do that. That ain't never going to work, preacher. The lights are too bright. You can't expect miracles. It's Wednesday. That's what I used to tell people all the time. I said, man, we saw big moves of God. We've seen them, haven't we? I've seen them piled up like cordwood. I've seen demons screech. I could tell stories till the sun comes up in the morning and every cotton picking one of them's true. It's been an amazing ride, but I don't want it to be over. So as I've been reading this story again this week, oh man, we just need to find us a crippled guy and put him on the porch. I don't know if you can find the guy to volunteer to lay there for about 30 years. We need a miracle. We need God to show himself in a way that way overwhelms our story. I wanted to ask you one more question as I close. How do you prove hell? How do you prove hell? Anybody got any idea? How do you prove it? Come on, somebody give me an answer. Because you can't. You can't. The only way you can prove hell is because it's in this book. And because there's a story about a rich man and a guy named Lazarus. It's not a parable because the Bible said there was. So it's a true story. So you can tell the story. So if the story about Lazarus and a rich man going to hell, how many of y'all believe that's true? Then what about a lame guy that just got up and walked? Is that true too? So if you were going to convince somebody that this Bible is true, are you going to tell them about heaven and hell? You see, the book of Romans actually tells us not to do that. It's unprovable. You don't know who goes and who doesn't go, and you don't know what it looks like when you get there either place. What if a guy gets up? What if God just happens to do something that can't be man-made? What about God doing stuff that can only be God-made? You see, that's what irks me when people misuse or fake the gift of tongues. You see, when tongues are spoken truly under the utterance of the Holy Spirit, it's powerful, it's precious, it's useful, it edifies the body, gives clarity, all kinds of necessary things that come out of that one particular gift that seems to want to be the most divisive gift in the institutionalized church today. So, just like that. You believe it or you don't believe it? It's in here. Why wouldn't you? And who told you this didn't happen? We've got people who stand on one small thread of Scripture that tell you these things have passed away. But they have not passed away because they are the gift of the Holy Spirit. If these things have passed away, then the Holy Spirit no longer exists. If the Holy Spirit no longer exists, then every darn one of us is going to hell. None of us bear the name of Jesus. That's the truth. None of us. I'm done. I had a little encounter this week. It's one short visit, and I learned a lot. I'm no longer settled with a guy that tells me he's okay with dying. I'm okay with dying. I know where I'm going. Really? You don't have enough faith to fix breakfast. And you know where you're going? No. I want you to tell me who lives in you. I want you to tell me what stirs in you. Don't tell me about your faith while this lays on your counter closed. Don't tell me that the Spirit that cries out, Abba, Father, lives in you, and you have no regard for Scripture, sound preaching, fellowship of the saints, the power of God. You have no palate for that, yet you know where you're going and you're okay. You're a liar. You're a liar. Just saying, I'd rather call you a liar and see you get born again as I would to pat you on the head like we've been doing for decades now and then give an answer as to why you didn't make it. I'm telling you. So, if this is true, then when's the guy going to get up? Who's that on? That on God? Not completely. It's by faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that in that name, that guy got up. And the whole herd of them went, holy buckets. What the heck just happened here? See, 12 months of COVID? They don't know if we're closed or open. It's the truth. You knew you were here, but they didn't even know you were gone. I'm saying some really good stuff tonight. If we really want revival in the land, then the body of Christ truly has to become the body of Christ. That's a 24/7 gig. It's not a gig reserved for somebody's house. Not a gig reserved for somebody's day. Not a gig reserved for a hireling at the front. Body of Christ. Raised up as the living stone. Matt shared with me right before we started. Bricks are man-made. The living stones, God made. He said, I'm going to raise up this house in 3 days. You, like Jesus, being built into a house, living stones, a royal nation, a holy priesthood, a people belonging to God, 1 Peter chapter 2. Well, I'm going to pray, and we're going to dismiss, unless you need a miracle in your life. And from here on out, when you come and you need a miracle, if you'll be honest about your miracle, about your need, God will be honest with you about who He is. But it's time to get real. If the Spirit of God lives in you, you know it. You don't know it, He doesn't live there. There's no more need of beating around the bush and trying to make everybody part of the deal. No, you come tell me who lives in you. And when's the cripple going to get up for the whole world to see? Lord Jesus, we just thank you tonight for your word. We bless you, Lord, and we give you praise tonight, Jesus, that you came and you died and you rose again, that we could have eternity with you. But more, even more than that, Lord, we live in covenant with you now. We're part of the covenant of your family. We bear your name. So everything that's yours, you said we are co-heirs. You said, Lord, that after you leave, even greater things we will do. God, I'll just be real honest with you. That doesn't look to me like that's working. Lord, what are we supposed to do? What, listen to Peter? Repent? Repent for our unbelief? Repent for our idols? Repent for our man-made worship? Repent for a man-made faith? Well, here we are. Lord, we want to redo. We don't have anything to offer God but ourselves. You said we got to become living sacrifice, so here we are. Lord, I want to see the dead raised. I want to see the lame to walk, the blind to see, and the deaf to hear. I want to see the lost be found. I want to see those who are tormented, delivered from the clutches of evil. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. We need you now more than ever. We need you, Lord. And Lord, we're giving ourselves, please, teach us, renew our minds, and build us up in the power of the Spirit. God, we would be convincing proofs that the resurrection is for real. Your kingdom is for real. Your Bible is the truth. Lord, use this place, use this house, use this fellowship. for your glory. And let us not ever be plagued by fear or anxiousness or doubt. Let us be bold and courageous, and let us be full of faith. Show us how to be full of faith. And we move mountains here. We move mountains all to your glory because we bear your name, the name of Jesus Christ. And all praise is yours, Lord. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, God Made. As always, you can come join us 7:30, Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And you can tune in every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Mountain Time, to hear Steve on AM 1450 Cow Country. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.